All right, we're back now talking with the Director of Athletics at Newburyport High School, Kyle Hodgson. And, Kyle, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Great, thanks. Always good to come and talk with you.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I wish I could get up there more often. But I tell you what, you guys didn't leave many scraps in the Cape Ann League this year. What an amazing record for all of your fall sports teams, Coach. And I want to ask you, Kyle, let's get started right away with the boys' soccer team, because that absolutely historic season.
It was really amazing to watch them. Right from the start, they had this state championship goal in mind, and you know, they've never won a state championship, so obviously it's a lofty goal, but they knew that they knew the skill and the talent that they had, and they had made a nice run last year, and strong goaltending, and you know, not only did they win the state championship, they went the entire season without a loss or a tie. So, and they only gave up 4 regular season goals. So,
it
really was amazing. And with the new power ranking system with the MIAA, they ended up the number 9 seed, even though they were 18-0 in the regular season. So, what that meant was they only ended up with 1 home game out of the 5. So, they were on the road for 4, and were able to capture that state championship. So, it really was amazing. And head coach Sean Blue was the architect behind it, but the kids really bought in, and you know, it was really a pleasure to watch them play every single day because of the effort that they put in, and you know, they didn't get caught up in anything. They just played, and they played hard, and they were rewarded. So I'm really happy for Coach Blue and the entire soccer program.
Yeah, it's funny when we talk with Coach Blue. He mentioned all the away games that they had to win in the state tournament without getting political, so we'll save that for some other time. But, Coach, just fantastic when he talked about his team. And then you take a look at the girls' soccer team, and just about as successful. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, they had 1 regular season loss, and they, you know, both our soccer programs, as all our teams do, they play tough non-league schedules to try to get prepared for the playoffs if they can. And, you know, unfortunately, they lost a tough game in the round of 16 in a shootout, against Medway, very good team as well. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that a season has to come down to a shootout after playing for 100 minutes and, you know, you have no score, but, they had the potential to make a deep run as well, but unfortunately at the end didn't go the way they wanted. But both our soccer teams, girls included, won the Cape Ann League outright. So that's obviously our first goal each year, and then to advance in the state playoff system.
Well, you won almost every league title. One that you didn't win, but it was still a successful season, was football. Tell me a little bit about maybe the turnout and the participation for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, we had a 52% participation rate for fall, and so that's half our school. You know, over 400 kids participating on a sport, and you know, our teams, as you know, we won 6 league titles, and football, the team that didn't win it, had a great year,
mm-hmm.
and made the Division 4, playing up a division, made the playoffs there, and. You know, they ended up winning 6 games this year, so that's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, they were very successful in their own right, but the other teams that we had, it was an amazing run with our entire sports program losing 14 games all fall.
Yeah, and I mean, both cross-country teams unbeaten. It's just crazy. Your golf team was awesome.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it starts with the kids, right? And but it also starts with our coaches, and I say that I don't want to put the coaches above the kids, but the leaders are the constant people. They're consistent, and they're setting the framework, and the kids are buying in, and you know, it's a great combination. So sometimes things are cyclical and they go in waves or whatever, mm-hmm. but we've been pretty consistent over the last few years now. And, you know, the bottom line is we go out and compete every game, and we respect our opponent and try to play the game the right way, and that's been our approach from the coaches, and we're seeing that success.
Well, the Cape Ann League is so competitive, too, Kyle, in every single sport. You've got some smaller schools and some bigger schools, but everybody has the ability to win almost any day in any sport, so it's a great tribute to your coaches and your kids. In terms of... kids going to games and supporting one another. How was this the turnout at the different events? I know football always seems to bring in the most, but you must have had some support with all these other great programs as well.
You know, that was, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, sometimes sports, there can be some interior or inside rivalry, right? Mm-hmm. And with one team having success and maybe sports that play in the same season, but the jealousy or something like that could happen. But we had our athletes really supporting each other, and they did that on their own. And I think it's because they're close off the field or off the court, but we had, great attendance from our student section, which are basically athletes from other sports in the fall, attending other fall games. And there was genuine, interest, and, our kids wanted to see their classmates do well and advance. And, we say this is a Newburyport school community. If a team wins, that's success for our school and our community. It's not just that team. And, the kids really buy into that. And as we, win or lose or whatever it is, we're doing that representing Newburyport High School and the community mm-hmm. of Newburyport. And not only students in attendance, but also the parents and other community members attending games. Really, it was a great showing this fall, and we're hoping that rolls over into the winter.
We talked a while back, Kyle, about the role of captains and the emphasis you put on it with your coaches and the kids. And given all that some of the nasty stuff that's gone on in the region, can you attribute the good sportsmanship to the leadership of your captains, or some of it anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. We did have a league sportsmanship summit to start the year off, and all of our fall captains participated. And they really did an excellent job, not just leading their team in competition or in practice, but off the field or court as well. They volunteered on their own at things like cleaning the stadium after a game.
Oh, my.
We'd have a Friday night football game, and I'd be at a soccer game the next morning, and I'd look up, and one of the teams is up there cleaning the stands from the night before. And that happened on three different occasions from three different teams.
Wow.
Just doing it on their own. So those might be considered little things, but they go a long way, and they set the base foundation for success. And, those are... We call it sweep the ship here. We take care of business. We clean our place. We take care of what we need to take care of to start each day and end each day.
Swab the decks. Hey, Kyle, one question about, there's still football going on Saturday. The Cape Ann League being represented by North Reading, who had a spectacular season in a most competitive league. How do you see that North Reading game versus Shawsheen? I mean, that's going to be huge for the league if they can pull it off.
It is, and not just in football, but if you look at the Cape Ann representatives throughout the different sports in the fall, mm-hmm. and really even throughout the year, because we're all one league during the season, but then when we go to the postseason, some go up a division, some go down, some stay, so we have multiple teams
right.
playing deep into the playoffs. So we mentioned this at the Sportsmanship Summit that we might be rivals and compete against each other during the regular season, but when the postseason comes, We really do root for each other, and I know that North Reading is representing the Cape Ann League as well as their community in this Super Bowl. But that would be tremendous for our league, be great for North Reading, for us to be able to say we played, competed with the Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people in Newburyport are rooting for North Reading, and I'm sure that's the way it is across the league.
Well, so I think that's the way it is across the North Shore. We're all pulling for North Reading and Cape Ann League, Northeast Conference, anybody in the area. Okay, let's switch very quickly now to winter. What's the deal right now? Where are things at, and what do you look for participation this winter?
Yeah, well, we're right on track this winter to continue with our fall success, I believe. We have excellent returning players on each team. We do have one coaching change, and that's really the only thing that will be not consistent with the rest of the winter teams, but that's our boys basketball coach Dave Clay has accepted a position at St. John's Prep as their head basketball coach, and we have hired Mark Elmendorf, a longtime coach from New Hampshire. He's taken three teams to the state semifinals, one team to the championship, Division I over there. So he has a lot of experience. He actually moved to Newburyport 2 years ago. He was on our bench for the last 2 years. So there is some consistency, even though there is new leadership. But we're hoping that everybody just continues as is, and we continue to represent Newburyport well.
I'm just shaking my head at the success you've had. It's fantastic. We love it. Kyle, always great talking with you. Hope I can get up there soon, but I'll be checking in with you from time to time.
Thank you very much. You're always welcome.
Thank you, Kyle. Be well. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Newburyport Athletics Director Kyle Hodgson. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.